Like to bring the Berkeley County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Commissioner, you mind giving us invocation, please?
Let's pray. I probably will come now and say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together once again. And thank you for every citizen who's represented here today. God, we just ask that you be in the mayor's eye, that it's wisdom and knowledge as we go forward with God's goodness. We thank you in advance. By you, God, with everything that happens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Okay. First thing we got on our agenda is going to be a 2024 audit contract engagement letter with Molden and Jenkins LLC. Everybody had a chance to read it? Got a chance to read it? Can I have a motion, please, to approve this?
Make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we've got a first and a second by Mr. White. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay.
Sorry.
Budget update and revenue projections. County manager.
Good morning, commissioners. I've kind of been keeping you all updated as much as possible individually, and so has tax administrator Jody Ray, but I've asked him to speak to us a little bit about exactly what happened, like from the beginning, just walking us through
where we started from the proposed budget to where we are right now. So I'll turn it over to tax administrator. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Two issues we had, but one of them was our software not calculating the values and levy accurately. Definitely a minor issue as far as values go. That was corrected. The biggest issue was my error in calculating the total levy by adding the motor vehicle value twice. That is the biggest issue that they called the issue that we're having tonight. Which is resulting in the roughly $1.4 million of county manager's original presentation.
So you added into the budget twice, is what you did?
Yeah.
And it's that in itself, that number is 1.4 million?
That plus the issue of the software added together.
How much was the total number for the DMV? $1.9 million?
$1.927
Okay. And with the software coming up to what we came up to, how much was land valued at to come up with a mistake that was made in the original presentation? 223 million more.
222,774.
Okay. And that came up with how many millions in revenue that we're not going to receive because we figure $222 million more in land value.
That was at 1.9 million.
That's 1.9 million.
1.927.
Okay. All right, and I asked a second ago DMV, and I just heard it was 1.927. How much was DMV?
DMV is 1.927.
Okay.
And to get that was 2.
So all this was all totaled together. You didn't give a separate number.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm making sure of. Okay. So we had $1.927 million error, $222 million in land values that were not there.
Right.
correct?
Correct.
Okay. And all that was caused by the computer?
No. Computer caused some of it. In my error by adding the B&B twice.
But what about the land values? The $222 million?
Well, that's coming from adding the value twice.
Okay, I get that part. But land values is what I'm saying.
Right.
Does everybody understand what I'm asking?
Jody, so I think John, the commissioner tried to say, did you back into that land value as a result of the error? But minus the error, what would be the correct valuation of land? Has that changed significantly?
Just real property only is $1,215,853,000.
Okay. How has that changed compared to this year's percent?
That's what we have. That's what we're projecting.
With this year. What are we projecting in the year that we're currently in? And I want to see the difference between what we're projecting going forward and what we're thinking we're going to complete this year.
What this fiscal year, current fiscal year?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I don't have that.
I guess the reason I want to know that, Jody, is because I don't, why would we think that there's been $223 million additional revenue that we can add on if we have a firm handle on what it's going to be the current year we're in? And if our projection is not that much different, so I'm just trying to understand how we could think that there was an additional $223 million unless we back into that after the error and then try to convert back. Yeah, I mean, did you originally say, I think there's going to be additional value worth $223 million? Is that that's what I thought. Right, thought you said it. So,
right.
So, that's just what the error created was additional value of $223
million. Right.
That's,
okay. And going back to my original question is, we showed $1.2 billion more in value, correct?
No.
Okay. Then to get the $1.9 million?
That was at $222 million.
Okay, but my question was before, what was the land value, okay, or the property values, I'm going to use that term, okay, since you get it all combined together, this past year versus this year?
$1,296,589,044.
Okay, that's what I just said. Okay. My question is this. Did it ever click in anybody's mind where we came up with $1.2 billion more dollars in?
Well, that's you keep saying $1.2 billion more.
Yeah.
More than what? I mean, that's
last year? Wasn't last year's less?
Last year, that was last year's number, $1.2.
Okay, and where is it this year then?
$1.284514.
So, what's the difference then? The difference is a couple, $3 million almost, right?
$11 billion.
Right. So, what was the 1.2? What was the last number you just said? Not the 1.296 and not the 1.25. Because now I have those two numbers and you just add a third one. So I want to know what
1.284514169.
What's that one?
That is the projected 2024.
Okay. 2025. That's the one that Juan got originally to make his budget. Is that what that is?
No.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
I got you.
What he had total originally was 14,378,000.
14,320.
378.
378.
Okay.
547.
That was 1,927,000.
All right. Tell me what we had last year.
Four.
The total. You gave us 14,378. What did we have last year? That's been my question the whole time. $11 million what? 400,000. Okay.
But if that total is your mark, that's total.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for. So you have three.
Real and personal.
All right. So we have $3,378,000 difference, correct?
Great. Baby. Just make sure we're on track. The $14 million that was stated, again, that included real personal and DMV.
That was everything.
You just stated, did that include real personal and DMV or just real personal?
That's off our TR1 report. That is not proven to be.
Yeah, we need apples and apples. Okay. They got to be the same thing, apples and apples.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't have any of that.
So the 14,378 does not include motor vehicles?
14 does include motor vehicles twice.
Okay. I get that. Okay. All right. And that was $1.9 million. Error, correct?
Right.
Okay. Every girl is still the 14,378 versus 11,400 was over $3 million worth of more revenue, which if you calculated that out, came up to about $222 million, you say, correct? Did it ever occur to anybody how we came up $222 million more of value in Bertie County? When you compare one year to the next? And that's a complete question to all management.
So when I got the budget with the 12 million in real property, it wasn't later until we bagged into the figure with Willie Mac's help that we realized that it would have been that much more in property in ad valorem taxes. So initially,
I knew there was an increase, and I asked Jody what the increase was due. Because on my presentation, I have revenue factors every year. I have expenditure factors, and based off what he told me, he said that there was an increase in construction on the water. So that, having that, in addition to saying new discoveries, I thought we were.
But $222 million?
Again, the $222 million, we didn't discover that it would actually be that much until after the fact. But let me also
add. No, I understand all that, but.
Let me also add that in prior years, which is the data that we're gathering, usually Jody's projections along with the
calculated document that he provides, he's usually, usually conservative. There have been times when management and finance in the past has, I guess, added
some new discoveries or values for new construction based on how revenue has come in the past. Mm-hmm. So again,
Jody's projections are always conservative. I had no
reason this particularly, and again, we can show you the data when it is complete. Usually is
numbers are conservative and they're pretty
much on target. So this particular time, other than asking him the question why the increase and taking him as word, I did not dig deeper at that time until it was brought to my attention that we had a series of issues.
Well, I'm speaking for myself. I'm a visual person.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this before, I'd love to see something that shows us visually what we had in prior year, not just this year, but even going back 3 years,
yep.
But separated out by the tax value ad valorem, DMV, and then also the total budget revenue numbers. Because what I heard, if I'm wrong, Jody, correct me, what I heard you say is that the total revenue for 23 was $1,291.296 billion.
That's right.
Value, right? Great. So, and then the 24-25 value is 1.285. Is that correct? That we're using going forward.
I think that was the original.
You're trying to get that same number. What is that number going for 20 value number? I want apples and apples. 24-25. So I heard 1.285.
1.284514.
Okay, so that's right. So that is enough.
So what's the $1,215,853.02?
That was real property only.
Okay, so that I can just cross that all the way out.
Right.
We don't need that.
Okay, so we're talking about $11 million difference in value. So what I'm hearing, but we put in there for 24, the difference between 1296, 1285, basically around $11 billion, right? Yeah. That we put in less, right? Yeah, 1.5. $11 million. That's less total value, right?
Right.
What caused that?
Biggest issue was Select Recyclers or Liberman's Recycling. Select closed their business down, which only that part of the business only covered all of their trucks and trailers. A big, massive truck. Okay. That was a huge loss.
How much would that have been?
I have to
get that. Liberman, okay. What else?
That was our biggest issue, was to drop the personal property.
And, but you think Liberman, that would have made up Liberman, most of $11 million?
And Liberman and Falcon Dye down the street, he closed this business. We bought all that revenue.
Okay.
Those values and that equipment.
So you think those two make up most of that 11 million?
I would say so based on the equipment. I don't have a detail of every business that lost value and
value. I guess the point that I'm looking at, this is how I look at it, $14,378,000 versus $11,400,000.
That's not compared half of that.
You got to add the DMV.
That same two things.
You don't have DMV. It's 11. See, that's what I'm saying. If we had it visually, right?
Yes, sir.
So we could see that we're looking at the same number.
And we did not forget about that request. We're working on it, but with the issues that were going on with the software, we didn't want to provide you something. We were questioning the numbers. We wanted to wait until we were sure
about the numbers before we provided you with something saying, this is what it, you know, what it is. But we can still, we're working on that, and we can still provide that.
So the last 3 years.
Yeah, I'd like to see the last 3 years, and then I'd like some narrative, some bullets of it to say this is what caused that increase, or if it was an increase, right? It lays it all right out there for us, so we can understand it. Because I know there's also should be likely some new projection in 24-25. We have what's the farm's place coming up?
Royal Farm
coming up. We got the housing complex that we're going to owe at least 1 year. That's going to be $34,000-$35,000. So there are some legitimate things, right? And maybe some others, waterfront, et cetera. So break it down. Make it simple for us. Here's what we've been in the past. We can see the trend. If there's some big error, show us where the error was. How dramatic.
I'm going to go back to my question again real quick. This year we had figured $14,378,000, correct?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Right.
Initially? Mm-hmm.
The prior year, we figured $11,400,000.
No.
Is there something left out on that?
Something left out.
What's
but
that?
I want to speak for you.
That's what I want to hear.
$1.5 million, $14,387,000.
Jody, can we just do the math? If it's 1.9 is the error, subtract 1.9 from 14,378. Is that what it is?
That's the bulk of it. There is part of the issue with the software not calculated right, but that was very minor compared to the 1.9.
Right. It'd be somewhere around 12.4. 12.478. Right?
Yeah. Because I have 1.4. Why do I have 1.4 million somewhere? I have 1.4 million and 1.9.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say that. Yeah, just in simple math, it was 14,378,540
subtract. I'm just wanting to see them give me the numbers.
I don't have my vision of the board.
So, how hard is it to get the DMV for this current year? Right, the revenue that we projected. That's got to be somewhere in the document. We can
get quick. We got that.
You talking about for this current year?
Yes,
and it's one to add to your
figure. To the 11,400,000
we're in right now.
Yes, because that's the 11,400,000 for real property.
I don't have that with me. I can go print that off.
The DMV. That's what I'm saying. Can we get that quickly?
Something? Can you
see? No. Let's go print it off.
What is it?
Like it's 1,755,000.
The projected value for the current year that we're in, 1,315,574.54.
I'll leave the 54 cents off.
Charlie, can you repeat that for me?
1,315,574.54. That's 2003, 2004.
All right. So the reason I asked that is because that gives us how much we allotted this year, right? So that's 12,715,574. Is that?
Well, in that rate, the number he just said, 1,315,574. That's not what I'm showing me slash you. I'm showing for DMV, I'm showing 1,755.
That's why you got to have it down on paper.
That's the reason we're asking all these questions about it.
That's really
Okay.
I said value, sorry, that's revenue.
1,315,574. That's actually what we got in. And what you're saying is what we projected to spend. The 1,755,000. That's what we were planned on. But the 1,315,000 is what actually came in. Is that what I...
Right. We're projecting through the end of the month with that. We're not all, but we got the figures through the end of May.
So they project this year to be?
No, that's after we get it. because what we used for planning purposes was $1,755,000. Is that what you said, Warren?
Yes, sir.
So there's a difference in what we projected to spend and what we actually collected.
$400,000. So the total of this year would be $12,715,000 right in that area, correct? Once you add the DMV to it, to the 11.4?
That's what I'm with. I'm with you because that's what I got.
Okay. Okay.
Which gives us a, I mean, it's not what we want because we want to see something, but it gives us a more accurate picture of where we're at versus now the two numbers that we're saying,
okay,
if we're 1.4 million or 1.9 million off.
Which is 1.663.
That 12.96 and 12.84, we're talking about the biggest difference in that. That's your public service companies, where we're having that value predicted to drop because of our sales ratio. It was like $76 million last year. We're projecting $66 million this year.
So percentage-wise, basically off by 13% is what it comes down to.
Johnny, I don't know what that is.
Okay, just go ahead. Public service companies, the railroads, gas lines, cell towers, that type of thing. Those are valued by the state. We don't get those values in until sometime in September. So we estimate based on what we collected last year. Now, on an eight-year reappraisal cycle, in the fourth and seventh year of reappraisal, the state looks at your sales ratio. If you're below 90%, your sale price versus your set value, if you're below 90%, those public service companies that have real property have to have their value adjusted to be fair. So this is our fourth year of our reappraisal. We were at 84.84% ratio, below the 90%. So they have to adjust it. This has been talking with DOR. This is what we come up for us, what we're projecting.
That's a lower value.
That's a lower value. But if you remember, last year, we ended up with $10 million higher because of Duke and because of Brightspeed. But we can't think like it. We don't know. So it might be better than that come September when we get the value in. But that's the difference between those, the main difference between those two figures.
I don't want to get off on a tangent, but. So if now we're readjusting, that meant that we had to be off in those prior years to readjust. Is that correct? What?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, if we're readjusting down, right, because the real values now are seen to be less than.
Right? No, our values are less than what they're. The market, something that's selling way higher than what we got it at. That's where our sales ratio issue is. That's caused our ratio to go down.
Okay.
And the sale prices are higher than what our values are. So when that happens, the state revalues real profits to public service companies. And that's going to decrease their values coming to us, their revenue coming to us.
Right. That's correct. Right. So you projected that we would lose revenue as a result of that, right?
Right.
So, and that occurred because whatever reason,
right,
whatever reason, our prior values were too high.
No, our values were too low.
Too low?
Yeah. We did reappraisal.
Okay. Low in terms of what?
Low in terms of what versus sale price. Yeah.
Okay.
They were set at market value January 1st, 2020. And then COVID hit, and then value went through the roof based on the market. But that's going to be your biggest difference between that 12.96 and 12.8.
That would have caused less revenue for us.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever checked your numbers prior to you ever turning them into management?
In the 10 years I've been doing budgets, I can't recall ever
having anybody
ever sitting down and going through finance management. I'll turn my numbers in. I may get a question here and there, but nothing saying, where does this tie back to? Where does this come from? Where's never had it?
So you've never had that?
No.
And the first time you ever had it was?
After the mistake was called.
Didn't cause mistakes. So he's the first guy to set the numbers for verify your numbers being turned in the last 10 years.
Juan, what was the budget total for last year? This what were we what did we budget out?
I can get it right this 1 second. Just for the general budget, it's 25 million 37 699. 25 million 337 699 total budget for the general fund for 23-24.
And do we have a guesstimation of where we're going to fall compared to that?
I can give you one, but I don't have one right now.
But in that 23 million, you have 25. I'm sorry, 25,337,69. I did write that. In that total, you got 11,400,000 coming in from real property.
Let me, I'm going to verify as you're speaking. 1 second. Yes, sir. I'm with you. Can you repeat that number?
11,400,000 for real property.
It's actually, well, for prior years, for just for this year, for the year, like would have been 23, it was 11,004,585. But then we get in, you know, payments for prior years, which would have taken that up. But yes, it's 11 million.
4,000. I had 400,000. 11,004,000 dollars. All right. And then you got 1.755 for the DMV.
Motor vehicle taxes, yes, sir.
With them coming 12,779.
Well,
you add the two together.
12,759, is that what you're saying?
I said 12,779 because we had 1,775,000 adding on to now 11,004,000 is what I heard him say.
It's 11,759.
Okay.
So the reason I ask that is because now if we take the difference from the projected and I'm like, which is the 14,378,547, that was the projected for 24-25. Is that
14,378,547?
Yes. So if I subtract 1.9 million off of that, that gives us 12,478,547. Which is only 300,000 less than this year, roughly. I see nobody following my math.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
Just so it's not a number, those dollars that caused the big price. It must be something with the judgment, like he said.
I'm not sure what you.
I was just seeing how bad it's really affected this, but I know it's affected what you said because you projected a much higher spending, right?
Yep.
This next year.
Right. So when you take out the 1.9 one time.
Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess that would be.
That is more comparable to what we have this current year.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, it's not
That's true.
It's not the same because it's about $300,000 short. But it is about the same as what we've done this year.
I'm with you. Yes, sir.
So we may have to make some cuts, but it shouldn't be a million and something, hopefully. Okay, I'm just trying to.
Well, it would be off the presentation he gave on the 20th.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but is that the total number difference, that 400? What was the number?
1.9 million?
No, no. The
300,000.
Is that the total real number, or are there other things that enlarge that? When Jody talked about that, the public service value, is that already figured in that?
No.
Already in?
No. No. Won't come out till September.
No, but what we budgeted, we won't know the exact figure until September.
Except that you were concerned about that, right, bud?
About $10 million less in value from last year.
Okay.
But that is outside of, right?
Right.
The numbers that we just saw, the difference of 300 and something.
If you're looking at...
We're trying to...
No, the values, they don't have the public service for last year, 23-24. What he's given you, that is collections. That's showing everything we've collected from all revenue.
Yeah, we got that, because we're very conservative on that, right?
No, what was the number from last year, Julie, from the service that we receive?
It's going to be about $10 million more now. It's right around $76 million. Then we're estimating the top of the DOR to drop it down to 66.9 based on the projected loss of the sales ratio adjustment.
So
that's not a guaranteed figure. I mean, last year, like I said earlier, we ended up $10 million more by the time we got it back, but you can't.
Right, but we're trying to figure our best guess budget for.
Right, so we're using that 66.9.
And so that I call shortfall, right? We're having to make that up in projections to have a balanced budget.
Yep.
And that difference is $11 million. Approximately, was that the number?
Yeah, lost.
66, you said it's 66
to 76.
76
to 66.
That's
it's dropping $10 million roughly.
$10 million.
And that's a drop in what
the public service companies.
Got, and that's the that affects that's total. That,
yeah,
now that's not a number
that's been known before the budget even started.
But I mean,
we've been figuring that a lot along.
So that has no impact. I want to understand what is the impact of that $11 million difference on our budget for next year? Nothing. Doesn't impact it at all?
Yes, it does. But it's not like my budget will actually be $11 million short. I think, you know, a portion of it will be like a portion of the 300 that we were talking about is attributed to that loss.
If Jody is correct and we come in $11 million short, what impact is that going to have on the budget? Are we not figuring it out?
It was already based on the numbers that we have. Like that $11 million wasn't included in the numbers that he provided for projections. Is that right, Jody?
Right.
Was not included.
Correct.
Yeah, but so what happens if he's right that we do come in less?
You're spot on. Because he's saying that like the 76, he didn't use the 76 number in the projections for this year. He used the 69.
66.
So we 66. Come up, that's what I want to be clear. Okay.
So if we come up with 76,
then we're back
to the good.
Oh,
right. 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 That's what happened last year.
Okay.
From the previous year before that, we ended up.
Yeah. So we can rule that out then from being an issue. Around a major issue around the new budget. It could be, but we don't know. So you're still down to your number, Michael, 300,000, right? Is there anything else? Is there other losses, anticipate losses from EMS or anything else?
Possibly, yes, that's where I was going. So this is just through the ad valorem taxes and DMV taxes. That's just one portion of our revenue. So a big portion of our revenues. But there are other revenue factors as well that we have to consider, which is EMS projections, net projections.
Can I ask a question before we go to EMS real quick? I'm sorry. Because but then we can leave DMV or the property tax alone. So last year, this is just me asking. If we're saying the real property tax was $11,004,000, but we budgeted for people paying back taxes. Is that kind of what you said?
Yes.
But why? So my question is, why are we budgeting somebody paying back taxes? That should just be gravy on the top. Like, because if they didn't pay it the first year, we can't bank on them paying the second year.
Where his so like, I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying like that. That would help you in the different way if you did not budget, hoping somebody's going to pay for something. And then if they pay it, then that's, like I said, gravy on the top versus we're praying they're going to pay back taxes that, yeah, historically they're paying it. But that's a different way you can have money that's available for other things later on.
Yeah. But when you do that, you're cutting your new budgets, which means that you may be cutting out opportunities to do things because you didn't include the money.
You're also using a way to never grow your fund balance. And that's what I'm saying. That's
exactly right.
I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But there are other ways to grow your fund balance. Other than underestimating what you think you're doing.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not saying underestimate it, because like the 11.4 is what the property taxes were, but we're just adding to hoping somebody's going to pay something that they're already behind them. That's all I'm saying.
Speak for Jody.
And I've said that before. If it's not known, we're getting the check, or the check is not in hand, we shouldn't be included.
And I don't want to speak for Jody, but we're not. It's not just hoping that we're going to get it. For prior years, we have a, you know, there's documentation of a history of how much we get in prior years. And from my understanding, those projections are based on historical data. Is that right, Jody?
Yeah, all of the projections
are based. And the taxes, back taxes over $600,000. We should receive something. You know, either we should sell something. You know, if people ain't paying the property taxes, sell the property.
Yeah, we're talking about well over $200,000.
Yeah, that can't be the issue. We have historical.
So it's not, you know, it's not very easy to not, you know, budget any of that, considering you
sell it, man.
But I mean, that's a, I guess, maybe the board's decision how y'all want to do that going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be up to y'all.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, EMS. I wanted to get that question out during property quiet. EMS.
But that's where we wanted to get to. What is that figure? Now you said that figure again is three. What if you think it's
being said? I'm just wondering
when I did it. 300,000.
300,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was throwing it back to you for EMS.
I don't know what the question was.
Other than that, are we concerned about that would, needless of word, that we don't have enough revenue to cover? I mean, is it EMS coming in show? What other items that?
Not emergency transport.
Whatever.
Yes.
So again, I'd love to see those things that get us to that bottom number that we think we're going to have in terms of revenue, right?
Yes, sir.
We know we're short here by 300,000. What else are we going to be short? Because we're going to have to, in those 2-day session, to say either we take the money from someplace else or to cover that. So what is that? What are the pieces that make up that number?
Yes, sir.
About that.
And weren't they supposed to give us a P&L before year end? Profit and loss statement? Non-emergency?
Financials. Well, you're talking about for
non-emergency transport?
For non-emergency transport. We've been working with Dave Collinson. We can have him to come back.
Yes. We have him come at the beginning of our 2-day session.
But he needs to understand, we're not looking for what a revenue system is. We're looking at what from this point to this point, what the collections were, and what was the cost of doing business.
I said that is
projected revenue. From point cost of doing business for the 12 months and how much revenue was collected on that 12th month, so we can figure out what the return is or if there is no return.
Yeah. And what I do want to see projections, because they've been almost spot on in the past in terms of collection rate and what they think we should be doing, right? So I want to see the actual, but I want to see those projections too for the next year. Let me tell you why. We're now second in North Carolina in terms of Medicaid expansion. We expanded 1,700 households with coverage, right? I talked to Dave this morning. We're going to be marketing to those companies to say, you now are covered and we get reimbursed. That's one of our biggest reimbursements for non-emergency transport. Medicaid, we get what, $1,200 a transport. These people are working people who now have coverage. We need to know them that we want them to call on us so that we can transport them. And that's, if he could come in and give us something, because if that's a big number, and I believe it is, we need to understand how we should deal with that.
But he doesn't do project loss. Like, he's made that very clear. Yeah. He only does revenue. So somebody's going to have to do that in this office.
What it costs for to run net and to run units. We can provide that.
Okay, well, we've asked before, and we've never really got it.
No.
Yes, uh-huh. I'm going to say John Trent has asked numerous times about it.
And we don't know how much it costs us to upgrade net or EMS. We haven't provided it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
We have not provided a cost of doing business for 12 months, or we'll do it for 9 months. It makes no difference to me, okay? And what our receivables were for those same 9 months.
Actually, that's not true, because
we did it one time when Mitch Cooper was there.
No, sir.
Okay, well, go ahead.
We did it. I can go back and tell you exactly when we did it. But if you remember, after Dave Collinson left, because he said he did revenues only, we actually went into closed session, and I gave you all the document.
Actually, you did.
I absolutely did.
I don't remember a document, but I remember us talking about it. But I'm saying, like,
document, and we talked about the cost of net and EMS.
Let's do that again, so we have that right again. Have it. We need paper in front of us to show that we don't need to be. And if we take the figures in, put it on paper so we can see it.
Yes, sir.
And what else? Are there any other big holes that you see?
At this point, and again, once the budget
is done,
I can tell you, we can look at it and see exactly what they are. But I would say the biggest one, of course, would be what we've been discussing.
Those two.
Pot and net.
Okay. And I know we had some other things that we wanted to do in the current year that we cost those more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did. We got that clearly laid. We can make the decisions.
Any other questions? There's no other questions. Okay. So everybody looks at proposed meeting dates. Is there any conflicts?
Well, I do have one job, but I've already made you aware of that. The first on the 12th, I will not be here, but that's just about revised proposed budget. So
right.
I will have a copy of that one. It's going to send that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So the 17th, 20th, 21st, and 26th works for everybody else, correct?
Right. 17th. Yes, 20th.
First.
Yep.
26.
Mm-hmm.
26. So you have no conflicts.
No.
Mike,
no.
You don't. Ron, you don't.
No.
You're good for it, right? Okay. All right. So we're good to go. Any other questions? Before we're going to close session.
Just real quick. The 10th is done. We're deleting that.
Yeah, that means
okay.
I wasn't able to do the budget presentation today, so we can't have the public hearing.
Okay. No, I'm just making sure I'm taking stuff off the calendar.
Yes, sir.
Well.
June 10th should be removed. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So basically all of the prior meetings that we've scheduled have been rescheduled for the month of June right here.
Okay.
For the budget to lay.
Can you present it in July?
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Everybody good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody has anything else? Take a motion to go into closed session under North Carolina General Statutes 143-318.11, parentheses A, parentheses 3, parentheses 4, parentheses 6.
So moved.
Have a first. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. But first and second, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Mike?
Aye, aye, aye.
Thank you, Mike.
Clock, 8 in permission.
Yeah. All right. Can I have a motion to conduct closed session?
Okay, yeah, motion.
You got to come out.
Yeah.
You're not bring him in.
Yes, yeah.
You sure? You sure you wanted to stay earlier? Okay. So we got a motion by Mr. White and second, Mr. Robinson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Okay. Now that we're at a closed session, can you bring everybody back in?
I've done that.
He said you did it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to reconvene this meeting to the, would that be the 12th? Okay. And I need a motion to reconvene this meeting to the 12th. Can I have a motion, please?
Okay. I make a motion that we reconvene this meeting on June 12th.
Okay. And second by Mr. Wesson, recess to the 12th. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.